Adrian Quesada is musical royalty in Austin, Texas. Austin Monthly called his latest band, Black Pumas, indie music's next big thing. Before that, he won a Grammy with his Grupo Fantasma. But even before that, his world changed when he heard this song.
I was driving in Austin, Texas, just kind of shuffling through radio stations, and I remember hearing Los Pasteles Verdes' Esclavo y Amo. I'd never heard anything like that. All of a sudden, the vocals came in, and the vocals were the most intense, dramatic, but super psychedelic, like drenched in reverb thing I'd ever heard. No sé qué tienen tus ojos. No sé qué tiene tu boca. So passionate and had all this like slapback delay, and it was just amazing. And it just completely blew my mind, man. I was like, what is this? This is the craziest thing I've ever heard. It was so wild.
More than two decades after that epiphany, Adrian Quesada has just released an album called Boleros Psicodélicos. It's a tribute to the boleros that left such a lasting impression on him way back then. This is his version of Esclavo y Amo, featuring Argentinian singer Natalia Clavier. When you were approaching people that you wanted to work with to make this album, did you have to explain what this was? Did you have to kind of try and sell them on this to get this to happen?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. A lot of people just didn't know what it was and didn't really understand what I was trying to describe. And I had this long playlist of inspiration that I would send to everybody that would kind of describe something I couldn't put into words musically.
You know, my producer and I were talking about boleros, and he said that, you know, if Quentin Tarantino had been born in Mexico, some of these songs would be on the soundtrack of his next movie. I mean, so break it down for us first. What is a bolero? And then what makes these songs psicodélicos?
So a bolero, you know, in essence means a ballad. And definitely grew up hearing a lot of it around me, but it was, you know, in a much more traditional sense. And then with Bolero Psicodélicos, this style of song was electrified.
Yeah.
And you had the influence of that kind of psychedelic era where people were, you know, playing these dreamy organs and guitars with tons of reverb that sounded like surf music. And then on top of that, I think the rhythm sections, the drums and the bass were definitely, you could tell, influenced by American soul music. Just really cool melting pot of a moment of this super traditional style of song, you know, that just completely blew my mind.
And, you know, you probably, now that I think about it, you probably could have done covers of boleros and really filled up an album's worth, but you wrote new music based on the style. I guess I'm wondering now, did you already have some of this music in your head formulating over the decades?
Some of it, yeah. A lot of things that I've worked on in the last decade have still had a little bit of influence from Esclavo y Amo. And with the covers, it was like there were certain songs where I'm like, you know, there's just no way that you're going to top those. So might as well use those as kind of like anchors on the album. And then on top of that, just write new songs. So at some point, though, I stopped referencing my inspiration playlist because I was afraid to be making a carbon copy of something. And I just wanted to run with it and see what came of me processing that music.
Which one of the originals was the first one that you put together?
Actually, it may have been El Paraguas with Gabriel Garzón Montano. Esta tarde vi llover bajo un cielo azul. El paraguas que cargo rega mi vida de inquietud. Quisiera saber. Nobody ever really came into the studio for this, you know, started in 2020, finished in 2021. So it was, you know, we were still into the pandemic and just logistics, like some of these singers are in Guatemala, Puerto Rico, etc. But that was one of the first things that I remember recording completely by myself in my studio in early 2020, was actually jumping on the drums and recording each part by myself. A lot of these were like demos sort of that I recorded by myself, and then I'd send them off to friends to replay a better drum part or keyboard part or whatever. But that was one of the first ones that I remember sitting down by myself and actually recording the whole thing.
You know, with this style of music and the way you're doing it with this album, what would you say is the instrument that stands out the most, the one that we can really hear that almost has a starring turn?
I would probably say that it's the organ. You know, the organ sounds on these are so ominous, beautiful, but like just have this kind of ominous quality to it. That's probably the thing that distinguishes this from a lot of other music.
You were collaborating with so many different people, so many really great artists. And I know artists, though, have very strong opinions about how they want things to turn out. So what can we hear in this album where maybe you were doing stuff that was new or unfamiliar to you, or that was suggested by one of the artists and said, hey, Adrian, let's try this?
Oh, yeah. Mentiras con Cariño by Ile.
Viste venir, dejarte sin palabras. Ni viste venir, me fuera por la puerta.
I had been showing everybody this playlist, and I remember her calling me back and saying, like, I love the playlist, but have you ever heard, you know, and she dropped like another 10 songs on me that I had not heard. And she was like, actually wanted to break away from the palette of some of the other songs, you know, which was very much, like I said, that organ and guitar. Coming at it from a different angle altogether, you know, and I'm just still super thankful that she kind of shook me up a little bit on that before I felt, you know, you don't want to get too complacent doing something like this.
Yeah. Well, now that you made one, I mean, what about number two? I mean, it's not going to take another pandemic to get a second album out, is it?
I've very much thought about it, for sure. I've thought about it because I just have more ideas. You know, at some point, it's like with albums, you just have to wrap it up and turn it in, or you can go on forever.
That's Adrian Quesada. His new album is called Boleros Psicodélicos. Adrian, thanks a lot for your time.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me.